Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. Let's talk to Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Fahima, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. Let's get another view on inflation. South African consumer inflation accelerating slightly to 3% year on year last year, December 2024. I think, if I'm not mistaken, up from 2.9 in November. Those numbers out from Stats SA earlier today. What do you make of them? And are we in line from a market perspective for a 25 basis point cut next week?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, so like you said, a slight increase in that number to 3% year on year in December, up from 2.9% in November. I think it is normal to see that slight increase usually in December due to seasonal effects, but it did come in below the market expectations of 3.1 to 3.2%, so that's a positive. Although we are still seeing pressure from housing and just a modest increase in food costs. So looking at the housing and utilities, that increased 4.4%, but inflation there has been in an upward trend for a number of years now. And annual inflation for food and non-alcoholic beverages came in at about 2.5%. That modest increase in food prices are in line basically with what we are seeing globally. But I think given that inflation has significantly cooled from what we saw a year ago, and that this current reading has come in below expectations. It's also below that 4.5% Reserve Bank midpoint target. It's quite likely we will see a rate cut next week of at least 25 basis points.
I was talking to Annabel Bishop a little earlier, a chief economist at Investec, and she was saying that CPI is now well below the midpoint of the inflation target of 4.5% year on year. And the outlook going forward is also good. And that will give us some optimism.
Yes, exactly. It's come below that 4.5% Reserve Bank midpoint target. And though it could, it could go up a bit this year, we're still generally quite positive, I think, especially because of the positive developments we're seeing post the GNU. And of course, no load shedding is also very good for the economy this year.
All right, let's look at some company news now. Mr. Price posting double digit retail sales growth, just under 11%, 14.6 billion Rand. So that's looking pretty good. And also a record number of applications for credit. What do you make of that?
Yeah, so I think it's basically sending a signal that the consumer is recovering and feeling more confident to take on additional credit. And that's, of course, on the back of lower inflation and on pending interest rate cuts. Looking at the overall results for Mr. Price, it looked quite strong, reporting strong growth in retail sales of about 10.6%. So if we look at Studio 88, Power Fashion and Yuppie Chef did quite well with double-digit growth. On the apparel side, it's continued to take market share, reaching an all-time high market share level in December. The telecom segment also saw pretty strong growth of 16.5%, driven by Black Friday and the festive season. And then they've said that the first few weeks of January is also looking quite positive, with pretty strong sales growth, gross profit margin gains. So starting the year off on a pretty strong footing, and I think it's just testament to the recovery we are seeing in the South African consumer.
Share price a bit off today, down by 1.75%.
Yes, it's quite interesting. I think this is just part of this a bit of weakness we're seeing in the retail shares in general. So if we look at most of the general retailers are down a bit by about, 1 to 2%. I don't think there's any specific reason for that from what I can see. I know yesterday Clicks results did come in. It was a bit weaker than what the market was expecting. So perhaps that is a factor that's impacting general retailers today. But I think Mr. Price has performed pretty well. So perhaps there will be a bit of a turnabout in the next day or so.
Fahima, gold prices today climbing to an 11-week peak. And that, I think, predictably, it's always seen as a safe haven. There's a lot of uncertainty around President Trump's trade policies. We also have a softer dollar. And that's impacted positively on gold share prices.
Yes, it's exactly that. So it's just, I'd say, that general uncertainty around Trump's policies, particularly on the tariffs and the impact that's going to have on markets. And like you said, it's generally viewed as a safe haven. So it does well when there's uncertainty. And the good thing about gold is if Trump's policies do result in high inflation, it's also seen as an inflation hedge. And that softer dollar, of course, is also supportive of the gold price, given that it does make it cheaper for foreign investors.
And let's pivot from gold to coal. And Thungela, one of the big providers, has named a new chief executive officer designate. He has been in an acting position, if I read this correctly, and he takes over the helm in July.
Yes, so it looks like Moses Madondo will replace July Ndlovu as CEO when he retires in July. There will be a pretty smooth transition, it seems. Madondo is currently the CEO of De Beers. It looks like he has over 25 years of mining experience. He's had various leadership roles and has been on the boards of several companies. So it seems like he's pretty well equipped to lead Thungela. But yeah, I think it's going to be a bit of a difficult journey there going forward for the coal industry in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who'd want that job? I mean, the Pretoria High Court recently halting government plans to approve new coal-fired power stations, just one of the difficulties that faces that particular sector.
Exactly. So I believe the coal industry currently has a pipeline of about 16 new projects. So there's a capacity to produce about 40 million tons of coal a year. But of course, you know, it's very controversial because we do need to reduce our carbon footprint. And it is a balancing act because we do need energy security at the same time. Most of our power stations are still using coal, so we can't simply just turn it off. But there does need to be a gradual transition, I think, in the next few years towards renewable. Just to ensure we are doing our part in reducing carbon emissions.
Okay, until next week, Fahima Idea, thank you very much indeed. Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. Always appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.